This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Evictions do not appear to be up in Colorado despite a federal ban that was struck down in August. Landlords across the state filed about two-thirds as many evictions cases last month as they did at this time before the pandemic. Those figures come from the state's largest trade group for rental property owners. Federal and state rental assistance programs are credited with keeping evictions in check. A leader in Colorado's pandemic response says the state is ready to help eligible people get COVID booster shots as soon as they're available. Here's Scott Bookman.
We are excited that the FDA and the CDC are likely moving forward with formal recommendations on Moderna booster shots and booster shots for J&J. And we have plenty of vaccine available in the state.
Boosters are for people 65 and older, as well as those at high risk because of their health or their professions. COVID cases and hospitalizations continue to be elevated in Colorado, even as they're falling in much of the rest of the U.S. Firefighters say that a wildfire burning northeast of Silverthorne since last month is now 100% contained. The fire hadn't grown in 2 weeks and was finally declared contained thanks to several days of increased moisture. It burned 86 acres and led to some early evacuations. Firefighters believe it was ignited by humans and continue to investigate. You're listening to CPR News. Denver is at 53 degrees. The low tonight will be 32. A few clouds in the sky. As for the weekend, it should be in the low 70s.